Here's a poem I just finished today. It's called Portland Heights 2. Six score and 7 years gone by since you first stood upon these heights, old pioneer, and cast your eye towards the east, beholding sights which I can well imagine, though have never seen. A land pristine. No matter if in search I go, with pack and boots, into the green and distant mountains, still I find I cannot lose the droning jets, the trucks, the saws. No tranquil mind awaits me in a wilderness confined to parks. The tide of humankind you saw oncoming 90 years ago, that filled your heart with dread and awe, is now a flood whose waters grow beyond control and wilder than the river in the gorge before the dams were built. This tide of man, this needy multitude, at war with nature and each other too, is everywhere. Each dark ravine, each craggy butte, each glade where you once walked, each meadow once serene, inhabited. Do you see through my eyes, old sire? Behold what has become of your sweet wilderness. Oh, see what dire atrocities lie raw and sore upon the face of your dear land. Where once the air was clear as space, now hangs an evil pall. Where grand and virgin forests stood, now race unending rows of roaring cars on rubber wheels, on concrete shelves that slice across the earth like scars, and through these very heights themselves in tunnels charge. Down the river a monster squats, producing electricity, convenience for a junkie's shots, to spin a fool's machinery, and synthesize plutonium to pass down to our progeny 200,000 years to come. Oh, is this not insanity? And still the military mind does plan to use this alchemy at Armageddon. The assigned destruction of humanity awaits a date. I think you would not call all hail to see your future city now. No gilded spires, no holy grail, where commerce, science, art do bow to suicidal greed, and fools debating ownership don't see the last remaining precious jewels in nature's plundered treasury. You would not call her proud, I think, this city of the West, but vain, I'd say, applies, as on the brink of Holocaust, still seeking gain, she teeters with the world. See through my eyes, hear through my ears, write through my pen. I think you do. How else can I explain these tears I cry for things I never knew, like silence, frontier, wilderness. I breathed my first after the sword of Damocles was hung, I guess. You died before its mold was poured. In 1890, could you know what course this crazy world would go? Could you have seen man would turn foe to all that earth does breed or grow? His monkey body too? Among polite society, it may be seen as unrefined to emphasize reality and bring the obvious to mind. But I am writing this to you, father of my father's father, ancestor whom I never knew. And I think the dead don't bother with decorous hypocrisy while facing off eternity. Between us two, our poetry, yours for me, mine for you shall be, especially. I know your intuition felt, your Scottish second sight did see, these frightful cards that fate has dealt to earthly life this century. From where I stand, metropolis is all I see. The future hides from view. So let me ask you this. I wonder, can you see both sides? And can you tell me, do you care, what time has planned for this small world? Infinity swept through your hair. Your labor's done, your mind unfurled among the galaxies. The task is mine to change the course this reckless world pursues. This task is for the living. Find the source of purest spirit and unmask the idols, greed and sloth. The sands are running out. The moment calls. No time to waste. It's living hands that hold the future. He who stalls is better dead. Old pioneer, you civilized a wilderness. Your task is done. New age is here. So rest. And if you can, please bless our struggle with success.